with that Thursday. Bill will be back in the saddle, and we'll look forward to that game. Let's take a look at Albie defensively tonight. At first base, he was our profile guest tonight. It's Austin Luce. Austin O'Leary, the second baseman. Vic Sanders is shortstop. Christian Summers at third. It's Griffin Osing in left field. Hugh Sinclair in center. And Drew Schofield in right. Behind the plate, Gabe Gravert. And on the hill tonight for the Blue Demons, it's Brett Leshen. Leading it off for Oskaloosa will be Nick Rutledge, their third baseman. And Rutledge, just a junior. He'll lead it off, and he'll be followed in the lineup by T.J. Boyle and Clay Tucker, their leading hitter. Just a great night for baseball, and we thought we had a good night last night weather-wise in Eddyville. I think tonight's even better, although it is much warmer tonight, about 82 degrees at game time. We have a 20% chance of rain, no threat here. It's certainly overcast, but those are for a chance of thunderstorms later tonight, only a 20% chance tomorrow. Nick Rutledge comes to the plate, coming into this game for 8-2 Oskaloosa, hitting .343 on the season. No home runs, 3 RBI. Number one, Oskaloosa in the white pants with a maroon trim, maroon jersey. Right-handed batter steps in. Up close to the plate, first pitch by Leshen, and there's a ground ball hit to the second baseman. O'Leary's up with it, over to first, and there's one away here in the top of the first. Swinging at the first pitch, Rutledge. One down. T.J. Boyle comes to the plate. Catcher for Oskaloosa, only a sophomore. And off to a good start in this 8-2 season for the Indians, hitting at .345. And even better yet, his on-base percentage is at .513. So he gets on a lot. He has no home runs. 3 RBI on the season. Ground ball right back to Leshen. Over to first. Two down. So two pitches, two out. He can't do any better than that. And that brings to the plate the shortstop, Clay Tucker, the leading hitter for the Indians, coming into this one, hitting a gaudy .485. When we look at his slugging percentage, it's very impressive, .727. Tucker's a senior, has two home runs on the season and driven in 17 runs to lead the way for the Indians, and he's a good contact hitter. He's only struck out three times. He puts a bunt down. Leshen Bear has it. The throw in time over to first. Soluce. Three pitches, three outs. Oskaloosa, the first pitch hitting. Nothing across for the Indians. We go to the bottom of the first. It's Oskaloosa, nothing. Albie coming to bat. Greg.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
We're back here at the Albia Sports Complex. Brent Leshen turned in a super first inning. He made three pitches, got three putouts, and we're in the bottom of the first as Albia will come to bat here. No score. The Oskaloosa Indians and the Albia Blue Demons. Oski, as I said earlier, coming in at 8-2. Albia at 8-7 on the season. On the hill for Oskaloosa tonight, right-hander, Jesse Van Dalen, a junior, right-handed pitcher, and maybe goes about 5'9", 5'10". Nothing like what we saw last night for Eddyville when we saw 6'5", 6'6", Christian Bambrook, and that's conservative. Big senior throwing for Eddyville, who threw a two-hitter in the first game last night for the Rockets. Van Dalen has a good fastball, and like so many pitchers at this level, he'll throw the fastball, breaking pitch, maybe take a little off of it, so it works as a change. I talked to Jake Salzer today, and we'll hear from Jake next week on one of our features. So many of these kids anymore throwing either the two-seam or four-seam fastball. Leading it off for Albia, Vic Sanders, the shortstop. Vic getting a lot of play at shortstop, sometimes in the outfield. Pretty good utility man for Albie. He's only a junior. And he's a left-handed batter. And, of course, Albie typically sends three left-handed batters to the plate right away. There's a strike right in there. Marshall Cotton behind the plate. Umpiring tonight from Mount Pleasant. So Van Dalen quickly had one strike here now to Vic Sanders. He works quickly. That's a strike on the outside corner. Strike two. So Sanders quickly in the hole, 0-2. Vic came into last night's game hitting about 286. He's right about 270 right now. Long look in this time from Van Dalen. From the stretch, the pitch, breaking ball, and didn't get down on that. Didn't pull it down. It's way outside, ball one, 1-2. Vic Sanders wears red number 11 on the back, red numerals. Albie in the blue baseball jersey, white pants, striped, pinstripes. Here's the pitch by Van Dalen. Took a little off that. Outside, ball two, 2-2. On deck for Albie, it's Gabe Grabert. The humidity, not quite as bad as it was earlier today, but you can still certainly feel it. Here's the pitch, way inside, ball three. So after getting in the hole, 0-2, now Sanders has worked the count full, three balls and two strikes. Van Dalen has only walked three. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Sanders out on strikes, one away. Van Dalen, who gets the nod tonight for Oskaloosa, is 1-2 on the season. He's walked seven in 12 innings. Here's Gabe Grabert, Albie catcher. Where's number eight? Lots of catchers in the history of baseball have worn number eight. And Randy's probably thinking of one in particular, Yogi Berra, who these kids probably have no clue who Yogi Berra was, but we certainly do. Grabert, left-handed batter for Albie. Had a good game last night, threw out a couple of runners, had several hits. Always plays hard. Here's a pitch by Van Dalen, and that's low in the dirt for a ball. Two balls, no strikes to Gabe. Gabe was our guest last week on one of our player profiles, having a very fine senior season here. He is one of the few seniors on this Albie squad. There's a strike right in there, strike one, good fastball. Gabe hitting about 265. After 15 games so far for the Blue Demons. Here's the pitch by Van Dalen. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Count even at 2-2. One out. We're in the bottom of the first. It's Oskaloosa nothing. Albie in their first plate appearances. Outfield straight. Not too deep for Grabert. Runners back. Or rather the infielders back at normal depth. Long look in from Van Dalen. Long look. Shakes off one sign. Gets what he wants. He's ready to go. Works from the stretch. Now Grabert steps out. Whatever Van Dalen got from his catcher, Boyle, that time, he shook it off, didn't want it. He knows what he wants to throw here. Again, he looks in. He's ready to go. From the stretch, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Well, he threw what he wanted and got the result he wanted. So Albie quickly now has two outs, two strikeouts already now for Van Dalen. And that brings the designated hitter, Ethan Gray, to the plate. Left-handed batter. Ethan quite often is at the shortstop position for Albie. He's DHing for Hugh Sinclair tonight. Here's the first pitch from Van Dalen. Breaking ball high and outside, ball one. He looks over to his coach, Bill Almond, who is the assistant for Oskaloosa, a longtime baseball man in the Oskaloosa area. Here's the pitch by Jesse Van Dalen. That's fouled out of play on our left. Four strike one, 1-1. Two down here in the first. Not a big crowd on hand tonight, and probably the humidity and the heat might have something to do with it. But it beats all the rain we've had earlier this year. There's a high fly ball, hit out into left field, back is the left fielder. He's there, makes the play for out number three as Gray flies out to the left fielder, Nate Van Veldhuizen for them. Three up, three down for Albie. We've played one. It's Oskaloosa nothing, Albia Nothing. We'll be right back.
The grass is growing, and in some cases, too fast.
That's why now is a good time to take control over your yard and show it who the boss is. You.
You exude authority on a John Deere EasyTrac mower. And for even bigger jobs, a John Deere compact utility tractor.
And that kind of power commands an off-road option, too. So make sure you complete your rain with a John Deere Gator XUV and 10% off all attachments.
Offer ends June 30th. Learn more at eBarkers.com or any of our 8 Barker Implement locations. Powered by green, driven by values.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC. This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
And we're back here at the Albia Sports Complex. And I say we're, but Bill Saylor is not alongside. He had to be somewhere else tonight. He'll be back Thursday when we do the Davis County Albia Girls softball game, and we'll be on the air with that one about 7 o'clock. But I say we're because Randy Stafford's doing a PA up here tonight, and his son, one of his sons, Brian, is up here. Good to see them. Brian is a big New York Mets fan, right? And I am a big Cardinal fan, as everybody in the world, I think, knows, and he's been passing scores along to me, but not as regularly as he did early. The Mets led early in tonight's game in New York, but the Cardinals now on top 7-2. Well, don't go there, right? Leading off for Oskaloosa here in the second, their cleanup hitter, Austin Redlick, center fielder. Redlick hitting at 310 on the season. No home runs, 8 RBI, left-handed batter. Here's the pitch from Brett Leshen. Inside, ball one. Brett is going to be around the plate all night. He's not someone who's going to walk a lot of batters. Pitches to contact. We saw that with 3 pitches and 3 outs in the first. He works quickly. There's the pitch. That's low ball two. 2 balls and no strikes. Stepping out now. Redlick collecting himself. Checks his coach, Brandon Schmidt, down at third. Leshen works quickly. There's the pitch. There's a base hit to left field. Just beyond the dirt in the infield. And that's the first hit of the ball game as Redlick singles. He's at first. And that brings to the plate second baseman Darren Berthusen. Berthusen hitting at 296 on the season. Redlick's at first. Nobody out. Shortly, they're holding him there. He's going. There's a pitch by Leshen. The throw down by Grabert. And he's in there. A stolen base. He had a good jump that time. Gabe put the ball down there, but he was in easily. It's Oskaloosa running. And now they have a runner in scoring position with nobody out. Redlick had come into this game with 3 stolen bases and 4 attempts. He's now 4-for-5. There's a strike right in there, 1-1, the count even. Runner at second. Nobody down for Oskaloosa, the first scoring threat here of the ball game in the top of the second. Right-handed batter, pitched by Leshen. Strike two. Good fastball down at the knees. Leshen now quickly ahead, 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brandon Schmidt, the Oskaloosa coach, and I used to talk a lot of baseball together. There's a high pop-up. Major League pop-up on the infield. Sanders is over, under it, makes the catch. The Albia shortstop for out number two, or out number one, and holding it. Second base is Redlick. That brings Jesse Van Dalen, the Oskaloosa pitcher, to the plate. Brandon and I used to talk lots and lots of baseball, and he likes to play small ball from time to time. He eats, drinks, and sleeps baseball, and actually, for many years, Boyd Britton, of course, has done that too. Baseball, very big part. Boyd Britton's life for years, and Brandon Schmidt, who's many years younger than Boyd, very much the same thing. One strike now to Van Dalen. Here's a pitch by Leshen. That's high for a ball, 1-1. Pretty good lead down at second base by Redlick. O'Leary's tried to hold him close. Big hole on the right side for the right-handed batter, Van Dalen. Here's the pitch by Leshen. And he goes that way, but it's foul, out of play on the right. one ball and two strikes. One of the things that Bill and I noticed last night as Albie was playing Eddyville, Eddyville had a lot of runners in scoring position, and Albie would rotate their shortstop and second baseman to try to hold those runners close, but it would always leave a very, very big hole on both sides of the infield, and Eddyville was very good at particularly going the other way. That's inside for a ball, 2-2. And still a big hitting area on the left side and on the right, even when O'Leary breaks back after trying to hold the runner at second. A lot of hitting room on that right side. From the stretch and the belt, here's the pitch by Legend. There's a ground ball hit to the shortstop, Sanders. He's up with a long throw off balance and not in time. And that has to be scored an infield hit for Jesse Van Dalen. And that moves the runner Redlick to third base. So Oskaloosa has runners at the corners, first and third, one out. And that brings to the plate first baseman Travis Guile, left-handed batter. Sanders made a good play on that, but it was slowly hit. He threw the ball off balance, had something on it, but no chance to get Van Dalen that time. So Oskaloosa now, runners on the corners, one out. And Guile the batter stepping off his legend looking over to first. They're going to hold Van Dalen at first, Oskaloosa over there. Infield back at double play depth. Here's the pitch, way outside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Outfield straight away. Summers is back behind the bag at third. Lewis holding the runner at first. Legend from the belt. Here's the pitch on the way outside, ball two. And going down to second base with the stolen base, Van Dalen. Grabber thought he could maybe pick Redlick off third, thinking he'd come down the line more as Van Dalen raced to second. But good piece of base running there by Redlick. He was back in easily. So it's second and third now for the Indians. Pitch on the way, and that's outside for a ball. 3-0 now to Travis Guile. One out. Leshen working behind the hitters here this inning. Here's the pitch by Brett. Here's a strike. Outside corner, 3-1. Brandon Schmidt flashing the signs to his batter, Guile. Short lead by the runners. Big lead at second, actually. He's inching off now as Van Dalen, the pitch. And there's a squeeze attempt, and coming in to score is Redlick. Guile offered at the butt for strike two, did not make contact, but that popped out of Gabe Grabert's glove, and coming in on that squeeze play, the suicide squeeze, was Redlick. Oskaloosa on top, 1-0, and as I said earlier, Brandon Schmidt likes to play small ball when he can, and we saw it right there, and Oskaloosa jumps on top, and that was a missed strike, and that will go down as a pass ball, I believe, Randy. And now Guile strikes out for out number two. Nate Van Veldhuizen, the left fielder, now comes to the plate for Oskaloosa. Moving to third on that play was Van Dalen. He's there with two out. Number 14, Van Veldhuizen's at the plate. Van Veldhuizen looking for his first hit of the season. Here's the pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Brett quickly ahead of him, 0-2. Number 8 hitter on the Oskaloosa lineup. Had Gabe have handled that ball, Randy, he would have had him by several feet at home plate. There's a ground ball foul. Brandon Schmidt showing that baseball skill. The Oskaloosa coach feels it, fires it back to the pitcher. Fair hand to that one. I can tell you he wouldn't do that if that was a line shot. He'd let it go. From the stretch, here's Legend. And again, there's another one. This one goes foul. And we'll do it again. 0-2, two out. Oski on top here in the second, 1-0. So a leadoff single by Austin Redlick, the stolen base really paid off. And there's strike three, Van Veldhuizen down on strikes, but not before Oskaloosa, as I said, took advantage of a leadoff single, stolen base, and then moving the runner along. And with a little bit of small ball, squeeze play. Austin Redlip came in to score in Oskaloosa. Leads at 1-0. They had one run, one hit, no errors, one left. We go to the bottom half of inning number two. It's Oskaloosa 1, the Albia Blue Demons 0. We'll be right back.
Teamwork makes a winning team, like the one you get with Walmart Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, and the Iowa Farm Bureau. We work together to make it easy for Farm Bureau members in Iowa to choose a health insurance plan from the Blues through local Farm Bureau agents. Work with a winning team. Call Farm Bureau agent Brad Witt in Albia at 641-932-7873. Products available through Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Check out these super buys this week at Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia. There's a super buy on SureFind canned vegetables, 5 cans for $3. A super buy on Natural Light, Milwaukee's Best, Best Light, and Best Ice 24 packs, $12.99 plus deposit. And a super buy on Busch and Busch Light 24 packs, $14.89 plus deposit. Super buy savings at Jim and Charlie's.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
We're back here at the Albia Sports Complex. Oskaloosa leads it 1-0 as we head into the bottom of the second inning. Oskaloosa came up with a run in the second as Austin Redlick led off the base hit, stole second base, and then Jesse Van Dalen got on an infield hit that put runners at first and third. And then on a squeeze play, Oskaloosa jumped on top 1-0. We're in the bottom half of inning number two. Austin Luce leading it off for Albia. And it's ball one. Jesse Van Dalen on the hill tonight for Oskaloosa. Brett Leshen getting the call for Albia. Here's the pitch on the way by Van Dalen. Breaking ball high and inside, ball two. 2-0. Van Dalen's going to want to get that breaking pitch down. He's not coming across the plate, but if he doesn't and gets one across, he's going to have a hanger there and be in trouble. Fastball low in the dirt. Ball three. What's that? Yeah. We saw a great breaking ball last night from both Eddieville Rocket pitchers. Got a good pitching staff there. That slow ball four, leadoff walk by Austin Luce. He's first. And that brings to the plate pitcher Brett Leshen. Brett leads Albia with 4 home runs on the season. Can help his own cause right here. Hitting at 375 on the year. Only a junior. Outstanding Albia athlete in wrestling and football. There's a strike taking that one all the way. Faking to go that time was loose, not going anywhere. They're holding him at first. The breeze has finally developed, and it feels much nicer right now. Throw over there that time by Van Dalen, letting Luce know that he's keeping an eye on it. Here's the look in from the stretch. Pitch on the way. Runner faking to go. Doesn't go, and that's strike two to Leshen. Taking that one all the way. Had a long look at that one. And reading his mind here, I thought he may have thought that was a little low, but Marshall Cotton's the umpire, and he didn't think so. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Again, a throw over. Nice shot by the first baseman that time, Travis Guile. Ball a little bit low. Again from the stretch. Short lead that time. And again, stepping off is Van Dalen. Austin Luce. Not a big threat to run. Fakes to go, and there's a foul tap back by the screen by Leshen. Didn't get a good cut at that one at all. Just trying to protect the plate. Luce has only one stolen base on the season in 15 games, but he is 1-for-1. Not a threat to go here, trailing 1-0. He'll let Leshen see what he can do. Here's the pitch on the way from Van Dalen. And there's a shot right back up the middle, and that's a base hit by Brett Leshen, a fine piece of hitting by Brett with 2 strikes. And now Albia has a threat going. First and second, nobody out. That brings to the plate Griffin Osing, the left fielder. Osinga Jr. He was the losing pitcher in Game 1, and he had the tough task of going against Eddieville's Vanbrook last night. Lasted about 2 1/3 innings. Griffin's had a good year, though, at the plate. He's hitting .320. Right-handed batter. Here's the pitch on the way. It's a strike right in there. Good fastball that time from Van Dalen. On deck, it's Christian Summers. Oskaloosa 8-2. They've lost only to Bondurant, Farrar, and Des Moines North. And that one would have to be qualified as a clunker because there's not much question Oskaloosa is a better ball club than Des Moines North. But anytime you take the field, anything can happen. And that's what happened with that game. Here's the pitch, strike two. Now quickly in the hole, it's Osing, as he's taken two strikes from Van Dalen. Griffin steps out, now back in, towards the back of the box, up close to the plate, right-handed hitter. Van Dalen checks into his catcher, Boyle. Now he steps off. We're at the Albia Sports Complex, Oskaloosa and Albia. We're in the second inning. Now Van Dalen's right now. He steps off again, keeping an eye on Luce down at second base. Now we're ready to go. Here's the pitch on the way. Strike three, Carl Osing taking that on the outside corner. And that's out number one. Big strikeout for Van Dalen that time. And now it's up to Christian Summers, Albia third baseman. Christian Summers. Christian's been over 300 most of the season for Albia. Albia needs a base hit to tie this one up. Here's the pitch on the way from Van Dalen at the belt, strike one. Right across, looked like Summers was taking that one all the way. Waving the bat around. Somewhat of an open stance now, stepping off against Van Dalen, looking back at Luce. The shortstop for Oskaloosa, Tucker, holding him a little bit. Second baseman playing regular depth in his regular position. That's low for a ball, 1-1. As I said, Luce is not a big threat to steal third here, particularly trailing 1-0 with two on and only one out. They'd rather give Summers a chance to hit. Schofield's on deck. Summers never gets cheated at the plate, always gets good swings. Here's the pitch off the stretch from Van Dalen. That's strike two, taking that one. Summers seemed fooled by that one, got the fastball. He's in the hole of 1-2. Van Dalen trying to work out of a little bit of a jam here in the second. He's one strike away from getting his second out of the inning. Long look into his catcher, Boyle. Luce edging off second. And again, Van Dalen steps off. Well, Luce isn't moving too much out there. It doesn't look like he's going to steal third, but he's bothering Van Dalen some. And Summers reaches for that one. Did not get a good swing that time. Really just flailing at it. And he's down and strikes two away. Two big strikeouts for Van Dalen. And now there are still two on, but now two out. And it's all up to the right fielder, number 14, Drew Schofield. Drew hitting the ball hard last night, but right at people, as Albia did most of the night, particularly in the second game against Eddieville Blakesburg. Right now, he needs a two-out base hit. He's hitting about .290 on the season, was over .300 until last night, and a lot of those Albia batting averages did dip last night. They had only two hits in the first game against Bambrook. Two out, two on. We're in the bottom of the second, and Oskaloosa leads it 1-0. Here's the pitch to Schofield. Breaking ball high, ball one. Van Dalen is basically only getting the fastball over, but he's moving his location around a little bit, and that's giving Albia some problems here in the early going. Off the stretch, the pitch by Van Dalen. That one's fouled off to the right, off the screen, strike one, 1-1. Good cut that time by Schofield. On deck, it's Austin O'Leary. Schofield steps back in. And Dana looks at the runner. Now back into his catcher, Boyle. He'll work from the stretch. Here's the pitch on the way. Outside. Ball two. 2-1. Jim Cagle coaching at third for Albia. Boyd Brenton at first. And now Boyle going out to talk to his pitcher, Van Dalen. And they're having a good little chat out there. Boyle's only a sophomore behind the plate for the Indians. So showing some good leadership, as you want your catcher to do. Van Dalen now looking in again. Checks back at loose. Here's the pitch on the way. And that one's high. Ball two. Ball three. Rather. Ball three. 3-1. Schofield. A lot of young hitters will chase that pitch when you're trying to pick up a run trailing, but Schofield took that one, wisely so, and it's now 3-1. Shortstop Tucker holding the runner loose at second again now. Van Dalen steps off. Van Dalen's not rushing himself. He got into a little bit of trouble here in this inning, and he slowed things down, which is what you want a pitcher to do in this spot. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. And now the count full 3-2. Albia's had an excellent scoring opportunity here, had the first two men on, but now they've had two strikeouts, and the count's full to Schofield. The runners will be going with this pitch with two out. Again, Van Dalen shakes the sign off, gets what he wants. Here's the pitch on the way. There's a bouncing ball to Tucker, short. There's the throw in time for out number three, and Albia, after getting two on, Van Dalen settles down, retires the next three batters, and Albia fails to score. So no runs, one hit, no errors, one left. We play two. It's Oskaloosa 1, Albia nothing, and we'll be back right after this message.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
Case IH Farmall tractors from Titan Machinery are tough, reliable, versatile, and a great value. Currently finance a new Case IH Farmall through CNH Capital at 0% for up to 60 months. So now your new Farmall is as easy to own as it is to operate. The easy-to-use controls allow you to get in and get those spring jobs done easily, whether at home, in the field, or in the feedlot. The comfortable cab and easy-to-operate controls make a long day seem shorter. Talk to Titan Machinery now about the model and attachments you need to get the job done and how 0% financing for 60 months is easy on your pocketbook.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
We're back here at the Albia Sports Complex. We've got a good one going. We're in the top of the third. Oskaloosa leads it over Albia 1-0. Brett Leshen on the hill for Albia tonight. Oskaloosa scored on what turned out to be a field squeeze play, although it ended up okay. And that's how they score their run in the second. They lead it 1-0. Leading it off for the Indians, Jacob Hance, the right fielder. Jacob Hance. There's a base hit to left. Hance leads it off for Oskaloosa, singling the left field. Came into the game hitting .263. And as last inning, Oskaloosa has the leadoff runner on. And more importantly, he's the number nine hitter. And that brings, for Oskaloosa, the top of the lineup, Nick Rutledge, who grounded out second to first in his first plate appearance. And in a game that is looking a little bit like it could be a low-scoring affair, it'll be interesting to see if Oskaloosa coach Brandon Schmidt tries to move that runner down. He takes a strike, taking that one all the way. Summers is in on the grass at third. Loose holding the runner at first, Hance. Outfield not very deep. Playing pretty much straight away. Pretty good lead now over there by Hance. And there's the throw fake throw over by Leshen. He faked a throw, didn't throw it. Here's the pitch, and there's the bunt. It's a good one on the grass. Grabbing up with it, has one play, throws to first. Nice play by Austin Luce. That ball started to sail away from him. He made a great play that time to get the runner, but moving down to second was Hance. So a sacrifice bunt that time, and a good one by Rutledge. And he's thrown out 5-3 for the putout. For out number one. Moving down to second, Jacob Hance. Randy just mentioned somebody left their lights on, but the fortunate thing, he said it was a white car, and I didn't drive my white car tonight. But the lights were coming onto the field, and that can create some problems. So runner second, Hance, he has really good speed for Oskaloosa. So here's the pitch from Leshen, and that gets away. It goes clear to the backstop, and Hance doesn't have to show his speed there. He trots into third base. He's there now with one out, and how's that scored, Randy? Wild pitch indeed. As Hance goes into third base. Hance was sacrificed to second. Now he moves to third on the wild pitch. He is the leading base-stealing threat, but he didn't have to do it this time for Oskaloosa. He's 7-for-8 on the year. He has good speed. And he's to third with just one out. Left-handed batter, T.J. Boyle up there now, and he swings and misses for strike one. 1-1. It would be interesting if Bill was here tonight, and of course Randy and I are thinking it. Will Oskaloosa put down another bunt here for that run? That's high for a ball. 2-1. They've got the left-handed hitter, Boyle, a sophomore. Grounded out pitcher to first, his first time up there. And this would seem to be a good pitch to do it on. But he's hitting away, and it's on the outside corner, strike two, 2-2. Looks like he'll be hitting away here, certainly with a two-strike, two-ball count. Clay Tucker on deck, their outstanding shortstop and leading hitter. The pitch by Leshen on the way, and there's a shot into center field, and that's why you hit away. A base hit that time by Boyle, the sophomore, and Oskaloosa moves on top 2-0. Coming in to score, Jacob Hance, and just lacing that into center field that time was Boyle. That's an RBI for him. And that brings Clay Tucker to the plate. And Andrew Landgrebe is going to be the courtesy runner at first base for T.J. Boyle. Landgrebe, a junior for Oskaloosa. Right-handed batter, Clay Tucker. There goes the runner. There's a ground ball to Summers on the left side. Third baseman fires the first in time for the out, and Luce races towards the second base bag to make sure that Landgrebe doesn't take the big turn. Nice play that time by the third baseman, Christian Summers, getting the put out. There's two away. Landgrebe now at second base. And it's Austin Redlich, the batter. Redlich singled in his first plate appearance. And stole second base and scored the first Oskaloosa run. They now lead it 2-0. Leshen off the stretch. Here's the pitch. Way inside. And hitting Austin Redlich. He'll trot down to first base as he's hit by a pitch. First and second now. Two runs in. One this inning. One last inning. Oskaloosa on top. 2-0. The batter, Darren Berthusen, second baseman, flied out in shallow left field for the first plate appearance. And this time he hits a base hit to left. That drives in another run. And Oskaloosa now has two runs across this inning. First pitch inning, Berthusen that time, driving in yet another Oskaloosa run as Landgrebe counts in to score. An RBI for Berthusen. And it's 3-0 Oskaloosa. Moving to second on that, Redlich. And Jesse Van Dalen comes to the plate. He singled in his first plate appearance. And he has a chance to further pad the Oskaloosa lead and help his own cause here. Take strike one. pitch by Lesson. It's a little never foul down the third base side. Strike two. No balls, two strikes, two out. Oskaloosa on top, 3-0. We're in the bottom of inning number two. Three hits in the inning for the Indians. From the stretch, Leshen. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and that retires the side. Van Dalen down on strikes. And that's the third strikeout for Brett Leshen, but the Indians do some damage here in the third inning, coming up with two big runs on three hits. No errors. Two left. We go to the bottom half of inning number three. It's Oskaloosa leading Albia 3-0.
Bluff Creek Archery is a place to go for those hunting enthusiasts in your family. They have in-stock youth bows and all the accessories for the young archer or the seasoned hunter. With any new bow purchase, you receive 30 days free shooting in their indoor range. Stop in and check out their large selection of bows and archery accessories. Bluff Creek Archery in Albia. Call 932-2422 for more details. That's Bluff Creek Archery on Washington Avenue East in Albia.
You may think that for quality surgery, you need big. Big hospital, big city. But Monroe County Hospital and Clinics invites you to think differently. Think close to home with excellent care. Our surgical team has been awarded 95% patient satisfaction 5 years running. And our general surgeon, Dr. Neil Sokol, gives you award-winning surgery with no travel required. So rethink the big. Think Monroe County Hospital and Clinics.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC. Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
And you certainly want to take advantage of that internet streaming, and we want to remind you our interviews and so many of the other features we do are in the vault. You can get those right on our website at Thunder Country. We're in the bottom of the third, 3-0 Oskaloosa. The Indians leading it here. Austin O'Leary, Albia's second baseman, leads it off. He'll be followed by Vic Sanders and Gabe Grabert. Albia needs to get something going here. They're down three runs. Two balls, no strikes now to O'Leary. Blue Demons had an opportunity in the second. They had the first two runners on, but then Jesse Van Dalen, the Oskaloosa pitcher, quickly retired the next three Albia hitters. O'Leary, right-handed batter, second baseman, waits and takes the strike right in there. Good fastball that time for Van Dalen, 2-1. Austin O'Leary plays a very fine second base for Albia. Right now, he'd like to be a fine hitter and get something going for the Blue Demons. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. O'Leary hitting at 317 on the season. Number four. And that's what he plays usually in the field. Number four. That's how it's in the scorebook. Second base. And he takes strike three. Looking at that one. One down. Strikeout for Van Dalen, and that's now his fifth strikeout here in the third inning. That brings to the plate Vic Sanders. He fanned his first plate appearance. In fact, Van Dalen has struck out three of the last four Blue Demon hitters. Taking his time out there. Always works from the stretch. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. As it's actually got a piece of it fouled back here. He is not an overpowering pitcher by any means. But he's around the plate most of the time. Albia just not being able to get much of a bat on the ball at this juncture. Second time through could change that. Breaking pitch outside, 1-1. They've had a look at him. It'll be interesting to see what they do this time. But so far, he's definitely having his way with the Blue Demon hitters. Pitch on the way. Strike two, right at the knees. Good fastball that time. I don't know how many of you noticed the other day, the Cedar Rapids Gazette, a lot of you have been up at the Field of Dreams up at Dyersville. Later this summer, they are bringing in some big-name baseball players for a big event up there. There's a ground ball hit to the second baseman. Up with it. Over to first, in time, two down. Nice play by Darren Berthusen. Two up, two down. Sanders grounds out. Two away and escape Grabert. He fanned in his first plate appearance. Albia's in a little bit, and we heard Austin Luce talk about it earlier in the player profile tonight, in a little bit of a hitting funk. Last night they had only two hits in the first game against Eddyville, only two runs on the night, and tonight they're having some trouble as well. Grabert takes strike one, two out. And that puts lots of pressure, of course, as you well know, on your pitching. Van Dalen's pitch, there's a ground ball to the shortstop, and he's not going to make the play. Clay Tucker looked like he was going to have a routine play as the ball was hit just to our left of the second base bag. He came over and just couldn't make the play cleanly, and that's going to be an error on Tucker. Grabert's at first. We'll get a courtesy runner there, and it's going to be Aaron Ambrose running for Grabert at first base. So Albie with two out now with a runner at first, and it's Ethan Gray who flied out to the left fielder in his first plate appearance. He's 0-for-1. Throw over, head first, back in goes Ambrose. Van Dalen is always very, very aware of what's going on with Albie runners on the bases here in the early going. And again, he throws over, and back head first is Ambrose again. Ethan Gray. Short lead by Ambrose. From the stretch, here's the pitch by Van Dalen. It's high for a ball. Fastball. One ball, no strikes. Albia down three, probably not doing any running here. What they need right now is to piece together some hits. The pitch on the way, strike right in there. Good fastball. Working away from the hitter on the outside part of the plate. Count even at 1-1. Oskaloosa is up 3-0 over Albia here at the Albia Sports Complex and baseball action tonight. And again, Van Dalen steps off. The South Central Conference race is certainly very tight. Centerville will be here Thursday night for a doubleheader. They lead it. Eddyville's right on their heels, as is Sheraton. Albia down more in the middle of the pack, but it's going to be a dogfight right to the end of the season. The pitch by Van Dalen, that's fouled right back our way, hits the screen, and it's strike two, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. On deck for Albia, Austin Luce, who hopes he gets a chance this inning. Here's the pitch, and that one's fouled straight back. Randy's way down on my right. They're not getting very good swings against him tonight. Have you noticed that? Rather anemic at this point. Here's the one, going back to first, and that one gets away one time to the well too many by Van Dalen, and that goes into the right field corner, and they're going to take a chance heading to third, and he's in there on the slide. Good aggressive base running by Ambrose, and good coaching by Jim Cagle. And Jesse Van Dalen that time, he's thrown over several times, not that big a lead by Ambrose, and that time he threw it into the right field corner, an error on the pitcher, and going clear to third on that one is Ambrose. He's there with two out, and that's a coaching moment for Jesse Van Dalen. Here's the pitch on the way, and that's inside, ball two. Just missed. Looked pretty good that time. But with two out and two strikes on the hitter and the short lead, 3-0 lead, that's a ball you don't want to throw over there if you're Jesse Van Dalen. It cost him, but he's going to try to work around it here. Again, that was fouled out of play by Ethan Gray. Albia now with a runner at third, two out. Somebody's car might have got dinged on that one. I notice, Randy, you and Judy do not park where you can get a foul ball. Very wise decision. The 2-2 pitch, two out. Ethan Gray waits from the stretch. The pitch from Van Dalen, curveball high. Full count. He's just simply not pulling that curveball down. He's leaving it up there, but fortunately he's not throwing it across the plate either. Gray trying to get a good swing on this one. And he does, but he fouls it off again. Got a better cut that time. And we'll do it again. Three balls, two strikes, two out. You're listening to Thunder Country, KIIC in Albia. Oskaloosa, Albia, baseball action from the Albia Sports Complex tonight. Here's the pitch from Van Dalen. And that's fouled straight back. Gray is battling in there. Hanging in. Ambrose is at third. Two away. Albia trailing at 3-0 here. If you wondered where Bill Saylor's at tonight, he played golf earlier tonight. He had an appointment. He said he could be here, and I said, play golf. It's okay. Strike three call. Gray takes that. No question. It was right there at the knees, and he is down on strikes. He's not happy with it, but it was strike three, and you've got to protect. You've got to protect on those if it's anywhere around, and didn't happen that time. Albia strands another runner at third. They've now left three, and they trail by three. No runs in the inning, and no hits, one error, one left. And now for Van Dalen, that is his sixth strikeout of the evening. And for him, that's good. But what's better is his team leads. Oskaloosa leads Albia 3-0. We'll be right back.
Dewey Motor Company of Albia would like to take this time to welcome Scott Tibbles as the new service manager. Dewey is excited to have Scott, a lifelong resident of Monroe County. Scott brings a fresh and new approach to the service department, and Scott's number one goal is customer satisfaction. Dewey services all makes and models, and for your convenience, Dewey offers free local pickup and delivery. So give Scott a call today to schedule your next appointment at 641-932-7500.
Man, the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give them a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
We're back here in action at the Albia Sports Complex, leading it off for Oskaloosa, Travis Kyle. He fanned his first plate appearance. This time he flies out to Krippenosing for out number one. One away, Nate Van Belthuizen is the batter coming to the plate for Oskaloosa. He fanned in his first plate appearance. The Indians lead it 3-0. Brent Leshen on the hill for Albia tonight. That's low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Oskaloosa came up with a single run on a squeeze play in the second. They added two in the third. That's where we're at. We're in the fourth right now. And there's a ground ball to the shortstop. Sanders is over, makes the play, in time to loose, and there are two away. 6-3 on the putout, and that brings to the plate Jacob Hance, who scored a run in his first plate appearance. After reaching on a single, he moved all the way around for the first run of the third inning. And the second run of the night of what is three runs for Oskaloosa. Right-handed batter, number 6, plays right field for them. Leads the team in stolen bases. He takes strike one. Leshen works quickly, the pitch on the way, and there's a high fly ball carrying out to left field. It may go foul, and just does. By about a foot, some of the people moaned down there, but there's no question that was just foul. It's a long strike. No balls and two strikes to Hance. Just a great night for baseball. Beautiful evening. We didn't think we'd get a breeze, but it feels pretty good up in this press box right now. Here's the 0-2 pitch by Leshen. Low, ball one. You think it's cold? I know, they say older people get cold easy. Yeah. one ball and two strikes. Here's the pitch to Hans. And this one's popped up foul, back to our right. 1-2 to Hans. On deck for them, the top of the order, Nick Rutledge. We're in the top of the fourth. This one's moving right along. Leshen delivers the pitch to Grabber, and that's high for a ball. 2-2. We'll take a look at what's happening in Major League Baseball here between innings. We try to do that during all our baseball broadcast. Here's the pitch on the way, and there's the bouncing ball to Sanders. He's got it. He's going to have to hurry. Long throw, not in time, and that's going to be scored an infield hit, I believe, for Jacob Hans, who has great speed. That's his second hit of the night. And we're back to the top of the order with Nick Rutledge. As I said earlier, Hans, particularly with two outs, is a threat to steal. He's 7-for-8 on the season, has good speed. And I would not be surprised if he's going here. They're holding him on. He's got a moderate lead at first. Leshen checks the runner. There he goes. And there's a shot out of the gap in left center field. That's going to go out there and drop. It'll go close to the fence. That's going to drive in a run. Hans was running all the way that time. And now I'm trying to get into third base, and there's a throw into the outfield. And coming in to score will be Nick Rutledge, who doubled to drive in Hans and then advanced to third on the throw to the plate. Robert cut it off, threw to third, but threw over Christian Summers' head down to the left field and rounding the bases on a double and then scoring in an error is Nick Rutledge. And Oskaloosa has plated two more runs and they'll lead at 5-0. So a double for Rutledge, getting the RBI that time, driving in Hans, who has terrific speed, and he was running all the way there. And Rutledge ends up scoring as well. There's a fly ball now into center field, and that's going to drop. And I don't think the center fielder that time, Hugh Sinclair, even saw that ball very well. It drops in there, and that's a base hit for T.J. Boyle, the sophomore catcher. And Oskaloosa now will get a courtesy runner in. Andrew Landgreave. And for Boyle again, as he did last time. And last time he was a courtesy runner, he came in to score. Brandon Schmidt, the Oskaloosa coach, is hoping that works again. Clay Tucker's up there now. Tucker 0-for-2 on the night. He's their leading hitter average-wise on the season and in RBIs. And he hits a fly ball out to the right fielder, Schofield. He's right there and makes the play. Finally, for out number three. But Oskaloosa comes up with two more runs in the inning. On two hits, one big error, one runner left on base. We go to the bottom half of inning number four. It's Oskaloosa now leading Albia 5-0. We'll be right back.
There's no need to look any further than Community First Credit Union for the right deal on your next auto loan. For a limited time only, CFirst is offering a fixed auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR for up to 72 months. Take advantage of the falling rates and extended terms today and get yourself a new car with an auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate, terms and qualifications apply. Rate subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Sennett Pirschbacher Funeral Home can help you with the pre-planning and financial areas of your funeral. Call me at 641-932-5197 and let me or my staff help you with your plans today. I'm Bob Sennett, Sennett Pirschbacher Funeral Homes.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
We're back here at the Albia Sports Complex. Eddieville now leads Albia in the bottom of the fourth by a 5-0 score. Let's take a look at our Major League scoreboard for the night. St. Louis has just defeated the New York Mets 9-2. San Francisco losing to Pittsburgh in the eighth 8-2. It's Boston trailing Tampa Bay 8-3 in the eighth. Cleveland leading Texas in the seventh 4-0. And the Cincinnati Reds, as you might expect, Randy, lead the Chicago Cubs 8-1 in the sixth inning tonight. Toronto trailing the White Sox 5-4 in the sixth. Detroit and Kansas City notched in the seventh 2-2. Minnesota over Philadelphia 2-1 in the eighth, and it's Washington over Colorado 2-0 in the fifth. Yankees and Oakland later tonight, Arizona and Dodgers later tonight, and Arizona, as I said, with the Dodgers, Atlanta and San Diego later tonight, as is Houston and Seattle. We're in the bottom of the fourth, 5-0. Oskaloosa, and leading it off, Austin Luce for the Blue Demons. One ball, one strike. Austin walked in his first plate appearance. And rounding out the Major League scoreboard tonight, Baltimore defeated the Angels, who continue to struggle with that big payroll team. Strike two to Luce. 3-2. And Miami, hapless Miami, which is headed for maybe the worst record in Major League Baseball history, superseding the 62 Mets, actually defeated the Milwaukee Brewers tonight 5-4, minus Ryan Braun, their big hitter, who has other problems right now with the PED scandal. There's a ground ball by Luce to the shortstop. Clay Tucker, long throw, and beating it out. Good hustle down the line, Austin Luce. Infield hit for Luce, and that brings Brent Leshen to the plate. Albia pitcher. You know, you notice so much. I have this season, Randy, and you see so many of these too. You're down, way down on my right. Probably can't respond, but you can to me. So many of these infielders are very good infielders at this level, but so many of those balls that are hit to them, they've got to really move in hard. You can't lay back. Tucker's an outstanding shortstop for them, but they just kind of lay back and wait, and you can't make the play with a speedy runner, and we saw it that time. Luce fakes to go, does it? That one's fouled off to the right by Leshen. Particularly when you play at normal depth like most of these kids do, that time Tucker's a fine shortstop. But when that ball's taking several hops, if you lay back, you just usually aren't going to get your runner. Unless he runs, of course, like you or I do, Randy. But you were a very fine track athlete in high school. Now you wouldn't know what that. One strike. Good cut that time by Brett Leshen, but he misses it. Strike two. He never gets cheated at the plate. He leads the team with four home runs. Right now, Albia just simply needs some base runners. They have one, but need plenty more. They're down by five here in the bottom of the fourth. Jesse Van Dalen pitching a shutout right now and doing it very well for Oskaloosa. Here's the pitch, and that's low in the dirt. 2-2. Boyle does a nice job behind the plate for a sophomore for Oskaloosa. Van Dalen has six strikeouts here as we're in the bottom of the fourth. And he throws over again. Six strikeouts for Jesse Van Dalen on the night, and only one base on ball. And Luce is running. There's the pitch. It's outside. He's got it stolen. It was a tough pitch for Boyle to handle. It was well outside, and Luce was going all the way that time. Aggressive base running by Albia, trailing by five. But they've got to try to get something going here, as they seem to be just kind of in the doldrums so far. They've had some base runners, but they've not been able to get them in. So now Luce is at second, still nobody out. Leshen's got a chance to pick up a run here. Here's the pitch on the way, and there's a bouncing ball to the shortstop. Tucker holds the runner, the long throw in time for out number one, and good job that time by Clay Tucker. 6-3 on the putout, one away, and Luce stays at second. It's up to Griffin Osing, the left fielder. He fanned in his first plate appearance, took a call, third strike. Osing has had some timely hits this season, and right now he needs another one. Right-handed batter. Here's the pitch on the way, and it's a strike, taking it. And Osing kind of stepping back from that ball as it breaks across the outside of the plate. Luce with a good lead at second base. The second baseman for them, Berthusen. A semi holding him close. A lot of hitting room on the right side. Osing steps back in. Here's the pitch on the way. Way wide that time in the dirt and going easily into third base. Taking the turn is Austin Luce. That's a wild pitch from Van Dalen. count now, 1-1 to Griffin Osing. Chance to pick up a run, and Albia's just got to try to pick up a run here and there and get back in this game, trailing by 5. Still lots of time. We're only in the bottom of the 4th. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Van Dalen. There's a ground ball up the middle, and base hit. Pass to diving Berthusen, and Albia's on the board. An RBI single by Griffin Osing, and we've got a 5-1 game. Good piece of hitting that time by Osing, driving in the run and picking up the RBI for Griffin. And Christian Summers comes to the plate. He fanned in his first plate appearance and didn't get a good cut on the strikeout pitch. So the running by Alvia, trying to get that runner in scoring position, really paid off that time. Luce, of course, was on first base with the base hit, but then even though they're trailing by 5, he stole, and the base hit paid off. They got him in that time. Quick throw down to first, easily back in goes Osing, as Boyle throws the snap throw down there. 2 balls, no strikes now to Summers. And I would imagine he'll be taking this all the way. Here's the pitch, and stepping off again, Van Dalen. Summers back in now. Short lead by Osing. Fakes to go, doesn't, and there's a strike. 2-1. One thing Christian does, and I see this a little bit from some of the Albia hitters, they get a little bit of happy feet in that batter's box sometimes. We've got time called. We've got more car lights shining on the field. We used to shine car lights on the field when we were in high school and played some pickup games because we'd play after dark. But that's not what we're trying to do here. Here's the 2-1 pitch. And nope, back over to first base. Osing back in head first as Van Dalen throws over again. He has thrown over many, many times tonight in 4 innings when Albia has had runners on. And one time he threw when he shouldn't have, and it cost him an error, but he was able to work out of the jam. Here's the 2-1 pitch now from Van Dalen, and that one just missed. 3-1. 3 balls, 1 strike. 3 balls, 1 strike. On deck for Albia, it's Drew Schofield. Right-handed batter Summers waits, and again, Van Dalen steps off. Summers back in. We'll do it again. Outfield straight away and not very deep. Here's the pitch. Strike 3 call. Ooh, strike 2 rather. Boy, he took that one. I thought he was rung up on that, Randy. Christian's just not planting himself very good in that box to get a good cut here. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Pulls away from that one, hits a ground ball to second baseman, flips to Tucker, back to first, and that is a 4-6-3 double play as Summers hits into the double play, and Eddieville out of the inning, and that was executed very well by the Indians. Berthusen got it, the backhand flip over to Tucker, relayed it to first in time to Guile, and Eddieville out of the inning, not Eddieville, but Oskaloosa out of the inning. A good job that time by the Oskaloosa Indian defense. And that cuts the Albia threat here in the 4th. 1 run. 1 hit. No errors. Nobody left. Albia does pick up a big run that time. 2 hits in the inning, rather. And we played 4. It's Oskaloosa leading Albia by a score of 5-1. And we'll be back right after this.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Bluff Creek Archery is a place to go for those hunting enthusiasts in your family. They have in-stock youth bows and all the accessories for the young archer or the seasoned hunter. With any new bow purchase, you receive 30 days free shooting in their indoor range. Stop in and check out their large selection of bows and archery accessories. Bluff Creek Archery in Albia. Call 932-2422 for more details. That's Bluff Creek Archery on Washington Avenue East in Albia.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
We're in the top half of inning number five. Oskaloosa leads Albia 5-1, leading it off to the Indians here. Austin Redlick. Redlick has singled and was hit by a pitch. He scored a run. Stolen a base tonight as well. Here's the pitch from Brett Leshen, and it's a ball, 1-1. We're in the fifth. Oskaloosa leads at 5-1. Brett Leshen's went all the way so far for Albia. There's a fly ball hit on the center fielder. And actually, Sanders back making the play, the shortstop. Nice play by Vic. Center fielder that time, Griffin Osing, was hustling in. But Sanders made the play in the short outfield grass in center field, one out. Osing now is in center field for Albia, replacing Hugh Sinclair, who moves over to left field. So just a switch there. Nothing in the batting order. One out. Pitch by Leshen. Ground ball to Sanders. It's short. He's up with it. There's the throw. In time to lose. Two down. Rathusen out. Two away. And that's going to bring to the plate Jesse Van Dalen. Van Dalen is singled and struck out. He's stolen a base tonight. Right now, he's got a 5-1 lead as he's the pitcher, of course, for the Indians. Checks down to Oskaloosa coach Brandon Schmidt. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Van Dalen, pitch, it's high for a ball. And there's a pop-up. Foul territory, Grabber back over under it, and it's going to go out of play. Good hustle that time from Gabe Grabber. And the ball actually dropped over there where his parents are sitting, right over the fence. And in fact, he's laughing because his dad and mom just scrambled to avoid that. I don't think Gary made the play. And he didn't want to make the play. 1-1, two outs here. Top of the fifth, Brett Leshen, junior for Albia, ready to go to work. Here's the pitch on the way, and it's inside and low, 2-1. We'll be back. Bill Saylor will be back. We've got a game for you Thursday night. The Albia girls taking on Davis County. We'll be on the air at 7 from the sports complex. Pitch by Brett, and that one's fouled over to the right as well, so it counts even at 2-2 with two outs. Brett Leshen working with Gabe Grabert, his battery mate. Here's the pitch, and that's low in the dirt. Ball 3-2. I made the very bad mistake tonight, Randy, of drinking this drink early, and my mouth is so dry. You know, allergy season's been something this spring, hasn't it? And that's ball 4 to Van Dalen. So he goes to first base. And Travis Guile is the batter. We're going to get a courtesy runner here, number 5, for Van Dalen. They don't want him running the bases. And DeYoung, Skyler DeYoung, sophomore for Oskaloosa, goes in. He'll be the courtesy runner. They had a little bat boy come onto the field there for Oskaloosa. Real short little fella. Did you see that? I thought it was Eddie Goodell, the shortest in Major League history. Thought it, man. And there's a throw down by Grabert, back in head first, and that time, DeYoung got into no man's land a little. He kind of broke towards second, decided he better get back to first, and Grabert, of course, Gabe likes to throw down there. He did, and going back in head first is DeYoung. Left-handed batter, Travis Guile. And there goes DeYoung, and it's fouled back. Strike one, 1-1. That time he was breaking all the way. Brandon Schmidt trying to get him in scoring position here with two out. count even at 1-1. Well, will he go again? My guess is he will. And there's a throw, fake throw over by Lashin. Well, he's at least daring down there at first base. He's in the ball game. He wants to let everybody know he's there. Let's see what he does. He's not going. Now he is going. And there's the throw down by Gabe, and he's in there. He started to go, then stopped, and then went again. How are you going to score that? I think we go with delayed steal there. He double clutched on that, didn't he? That's a new term, the double clutch stealer. But he's in with the stolen base. He's in scoring position. There's the pitch, and that's a strike, 2-2. So a runner in scoring position again for Guile here. Guile is struck out and flying to left field. 0-2. Left-handed batter. Lashin needs to get the strikeout here. Here's the pitch. There's the ground ball hit slowly. That could be trouble. And the flip not in time. Great stretch by Lashin to even make it close. And that ball was in a no-man's land on the grass. The second baseman O'Leary came in. Lashin hustled. Great hustle by Lashin. Threw it off balance as he was going down. Just kind of flung it over there and actually made a play out of it. Kudos to Brett Lashin for a terrific hustle. A great effort that time. Jim Cagle's going out and look at him. His left ear probably scraped going down on that. He's rubbing it a little bit, but a great effort that time. There was just no chance on that ball that you were going to get Guile. And that's an infield hit. And going to third on that is DeYoung. So now runners on the corners with two out. And here's Nate Van Veldhuizen. He's 0-2. He struck out, grounded out short to first. Number 14, right-handed batter for the Indians. Here's the pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Strike one. You could do no more than Lashin did on that play. There's that little roller, and it was in no man's land. It's really no chance. Pitch by Lashin. Swing and a miss. Strike two. So he's quickly ahead of the hitter, Van Veldhuizen. With two out here in the top of inning number five. Guile, big lead. He's going. Here's the pitch. That's fouled right back behind us. We'll do it again, 0-2. Guile was running that time, as you would expect him to. If Grabert thinks he's got a good shot at him, even though there's a runner at third, he'll throw down to try to get the put out. I'm not sure at this point I would even bother with him. I think they have to focus on the hitter here with two out and two strikes. See if Lashin brings something in around the plate or tries to get him to chase something here. He's way ahead of the count. Looks into Grabert, the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. And Van Veldhuizen goes down on strikes for out number three. Big strikeout from Lashin that time. And so Oskaloosa, after scoring in three consecutive innings, fails to score this inning, although they leave runners at the corners at first and third. No runs in the inning on two hits. No errors, two left. We go to the bottom half of inning number five. It's the Oskaloosa Indians leading the Albia Blue Demons 5-1. We'll be back right after this.
Let's face it, sooner or later you're going to need a loan. When you need to buy a car, when you need to buy a house, or when your business is growing. And that's where we come in because we loan money. We've helped your friends and neighbors for years. We're local. And with us, you don't have to prove that you don't need a loan in order to get one. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
We're back here at the Albia Sports Complex. I'm Rich Grimes. Bill Saylor was off tonight, and we're bringing you the Oskaloosa Albia boys baseball game, and it's 5-1 Oskaloosa as we head to the bottom half of inning number five. Albia needs to start piecing something together. They had a couple of runners on through a couple of the innings, but they've only got one run in tonight. They're down 5-1. Oskaloosa played at a single run in the second inning, came up with two more in the third, and added two more in the fourth. Lead it 5-1. Leading it off for Albia, Drew Schofield. He goes for the first pitch, fouls it off to a right, strike one. On deck, it's Austin O'Leary. He'll be followed by Vic Sanders, and if anybody gets on, Gabe Grabert, as we get back to the top of the order. Jesse Van Dalen has been very effective for the Indians tonight. There's a breaking pitch inside for a ball. He struck out six Albia batters and induced a big double play to end the last inning that they executed beautifully on their infield. Here's the pitch. Strike two right in there. 1-2. One ball and two strikes. Van Dalen has only walked one batter tonight. And just getting a piece of that ball, fending that one off is Schofield. They're just not getting very good swings tonight against Van Dalen. Swinging rather defensively at times. There's the 1-2 pitch. There's a ground ball hit to Tucker at short. He's up with it. Long throw in time over to Guile for out number one. 6-3 for the putout. That brings to the plate O'Leary. Austin Fand in his first plate appearance. The wind has really picked up tonight. It's actually getting a little bit cool. Feels pretty good, though, because it was a very, very hot day. Good fastball in there by Van Dalen, strike one. Checks in to Boyle, his sophomore catcher. He works from the stretch, the pitch, swing and a miss, strike two, and they're just flailing at the ball right now. So quickly, O'Leary's in the hole, 0-2. Here's the pitch on the way. Swing and a miss, strike three, two down. That's seven strikeouts now for O'Leary, and that brings to the plate the top of the order, Vic Sanders. Vic's 0-2. He struck out in the first. And grounded out second to first in the third, 0-2. It doesn't get any easier for Albia this week. They've got Mount Pleasant and then a doubleheader Thursday with Davis County. Low for a ball. Centerville, rather. Centerville's Thursday. Well, it doesn't get any easier. Centerville's in first place in the conference. And they've already played Albia and defeated them twice earlier this year. Fastball in there for a strike, 1-2. But the Big Reds have the Eddyville Rockets nipping at their heels and also share it right up near the top of the South Central. One ball, one strike. Curveball way outside, and he's just not pulling that one down. Really, what's happening here with Van Dalen, I would not classify him as an overpowering pitcher at all, but he stays around the plate, and for the most part, his location's pretty good. Here's the 2-1 pitch. There it is. Just a little low. Ball three, 3-1. Three balls, one strike. You're listening to Thunder Country, KIIC, 96.7. And taking strike two there, right at the knee, is fastball, Sanders. Full count. Van Dalen would like to ring up his eighth strikeout of the night. From the stretch he comes, there's the pitch, and he missed. It's ball four, and Sanders goes to first base. Gabe Grabert comes to the plate. Gabe's 0-2. He reached on an error to the shortstop, and a ball hit to the shortstop, and he struck out in the first. We always give you an iCubs update. The iCubs are in Oklahoma City this week, but they return home to Des Moines this weekend, taking on Omaha. Friday's fireworks night, tickets available, and they've got a long homestand with Omaha and a couple of doubleheaders next week with Nashville. Swing and a miss by Grabert. 0-1 to Gabe. Pitch on the way. Ground ball hit to Tucker. Two hops, flips to the second baseman, and they're out of the inning. They got a double play, but they only needed one, but they executed it. They thought, well, let's go ahead here. Force out at second was the third out of the inning. Nice play that time by the shortstop. Tucker, 6-4 for the putout. Up Sanders, fielder's choice for Grabert. No runs for Albia in the fifth. No hits, no errors, one left. We played five. It's Oskaloosa. The Indians leading Albia 5-1. We'll be right back.
Do you or your loved ones suffer from sleep apnea?
If so, you can sleep well tonight with CPAP equipment and sleep apnea supplies from Hammer Medical Supply. Our experienced staff understands just how important a good night's sleep is to your health and well-being. Hammer stocks the latest in CPAP, auto PAP, and BiPAP technologies, and we offer a full line of sleep apnea masks from the top manufacturers. Stop in today to our Sheraton store at 914 Court Avenue or give us a call at 641-774-4600.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
We're back here at the Albia Sports Complex. We head to the sixth inning. Oskaloosa leading at 5-1, and I'm trying to hold all my notes and papers up down over here. And when we started this game, we had no breeze. Who would have thought it? Sixth inning. Brent Leshins went all the way for Albia tonight, as has Jesse Van Dalen. For Oskaloosa. Leading off for the Indians will be Jacob Hans. He has been a thorn in Albia's side tonight. He's reached twice. He scored twice. He's 2-for-2. Their right fielder. I want to remind you again, as we did earlier, this Friday, big Flag Day celebration on the west side of the Albia Square. Great meal, music, some flag giveaways. It all goes to Welcome Home Soldier on the proceeds from 11-1 Friday. Hope to see you there. First pitch by Leshin here in the sixth. It's high and outside, ball one. And then the big Rodders and Choppers and Bob Reed tractor show the next weekend. 21st. Here's a pitch by Brett. It's a strike of the letters, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Here's a pitch from Brett Leshin over a ball, 2-1. Boyd Britton told me before the game he wanted to give Brett the start. He knew he would be very competitive tonight, and he needed somebody to eat some innings, and Brett's doing that. Here's the 2-1 pitch, strike two, taking that one all the way hands, 2-2. Here's the pitch on the way. There's a fly ball hit out to the center fielder. That's Osing moving in. He'll make the play, one down. That's the first time Hans has been retired tonight. We're back to the top of the order in Nick Rutledge. Rutledge is grounded out, sacrificed, and doubled in his last plate appearance and scored a run. He has an RBI on the night. Nick Rutledge. Brett went to the curveball that time, didn't do a thing for him, and he kind of grinned on that. Gabe Grabert leaped up, kind of made the catch there. Brett goes to work quickly. Here's the pitch, and that one's hit high in the air. Vic Sanders on the edge of the outfield is there. He makes the play nicely. Two down. So quickly, two out here in the sixth. And here's T.J. Boyle, the catcher for Oskaloosa. T.J. has been on base twice for them and scored a run. And he, too, has an RBI. A couple of hits. Left-handed batter. He takes a strike. That one's in there, strike two. That one looked a little bit low from my vantage point, but But it's nonetheless a strike. That's outside. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Grabber gives a sign. Leshen to work. Here it is. And that one's fouled back straight behind us out of play. Count remains at 1-2. A lot of folks down here in the stands tonight have put on their jackets. It didn't snow? You don't, okay. 1-2. Here's a pitch on the way from Brett. There's another foul. Brandon Schmidt, Oskaloosa coach, over it. Picks it up. Rubs it up. He still thinks he's pitching. Rubs up the baseball. One ball, two strikes, two out. Leshen's pitch on the way. Here it is. And that's low and outside. Ball two. Count even at 2-2, two out. I want to remind you, we'll be back here Thursday night, but we're going to shift over to the other side of the sports complex, Davis County Albia softball. There's a little number back up the middle over as O'Leary. He's got it. Deleuze in time for out number three. 4-3 on the put out. Three up. Three down, nothing across for Oskaloosa. Here in the sixth, we go to the bottom half of inning number six. It's still the Indians leading Albia 5-1.
If you like savings, you'll love Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. This week, Jim and Charlie's has a super buy on regular, diet, and caffeine-free Pepsi and Mountain Dew. 24 packs are $6.99 plus deposit. There's a super buy on Doc 360. Regular and diet 2-liter bottles are 59 cents. You'll love the savings and the selection at Jim and Charlie's.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Ethan Gray, Austin Luce, Brett Leshen. They trail at 5-1. And they need base runners. They need to rally because they're down by four as we go to the sixth. And, of course, the seventh inning awaits. Blue Demons had only two runs last evening in Eddyville. They've only scored one tonight. This inning would be a good opportunity as they send the 3, 4, 5 hitters up to break out of that. Jesse Van Dalen has had his way with the Albie hitters tonight. And he's had a good defense behind him. He's gotten some good play, particularly from his infield. Van Dalen came into this game on the season with a 1-2 mark, and his ERA was 4.67. But he's pitched effectively, and that's going to drop substantially if he continues to roll along here. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Ethan Gray. Ethan has slid out to left field. He struck out over 2. Loose on deck, and then Brett Leshen. Ethan fanned in his last plate appearance on a called third strike, which he did not like that call. This time he's swinging away. That's fouled back strike one. 0-1. Kevin Kroll is the administrator on duty, as they say, here at the ballpark tonight, and he is the superintendent of the Albia Schools. There's a fly ball hit by Ethan Gray out of the left field coming in. That's going to drop. A base hit for Ethan Gray. The shortstop Tucker went back. Then Feldhuisen came in and dropped between them, and Gray is on with the leadoff single. And that's how the inning starts, and that's what Albia needed. Kevin, of course, Albia school superintendent, does a great job. Always supportive of the kids and always good to see him. Austin Lewis takes strike one. Austin has walked and singled and scored the only Albie run of the evening. Right-handed batter, number 7. Short lead by Gray. Fakes to go, does it? And that ball is going all the way back to the screen. And that's going to be a wild pitch. Big turn by Gray. And Albie now has Gray at second. 1-1 to Lewis. There's no question about that. That was headed to the screen the whole time. And Boyle's a good catcher, but he couldn't get down in front of that one and keep it there. The Albia crowd would like to get into the game right now. It's been a quiet night. There's a ball outside, 2-1. Luce has a good eye. He's waiting for something to drive here to pick up that run. And stepping off is Van Dalen. Darren Berthusen trying to hold Gray closely at second. There's a ground ball hit in the hole to the shortstop Tucker, and Ethan Gray was breaking on that. Tucker threw to the third baseman, Rutledge. Gray went in sliding, and I thought he was there before the tag, but that's not how the umpire saw it. He's out. It's a fielder's choice for the batter. Loose, he reaches first, and Tucker fires to Rutledge, 6-5 for the put out of Ethan Gray, the lead runner at third base. Pretty heady play, though, nonetheless, by Clay Tucker that time. There's a fly ball hit out of the gap, center field Racing. That's going to drop a base hit this time by Leshen, and Racing to third, and he is in there. Home plate umpire Marshall Cotton getting down there. A good call as Luce racing into third base as Brett Leshen singles to center field, goes to second on the throw to third. Good base running by the Blue Demons that time. And Albia's got a threat going there. Second and third, one out, and Griffin Osing's the batter. And he singled in his last plate appearance. He's 1-for-2. In fact, he's driven in the only Albia run of the night. He's got two more waiting for him with a base hit here. Here's the pitch from Van Dalen. And he bailed out on that, still swung at it, and strike one. That's that happy feet I'm talking about that I was mentioning earlier. It just doesn't put you in a position to get a good bat on the ball. A little eager that time. One strike to Osing. Here's the pitch. There's a slow hit grounder to the third baseman. That's going to score a run. Long throw in time. Great play that time by Rutledge. Good stretch by Guile. They get the put out on Osing, 5-3. He does pick up an RBI. His second of the night coming in to score is Austin Luce at 5-2. That close play at third we had earlier looms very, very big right now because you would still have one out and have a 5-3 ball game and a runner at third. Boyd Britton stepping out. I think we're going to get a pinch hitter here for Christian Summers. And I think it's going to be Caleb Gray. Gray's been swinging a hot bat for Albia of late. Had a big double against Eddyville last night. And I believe that's who we're going to get coming up here with a runner at third, the sophomore Gray. And that is indeed the pinch hitter for Christian Summers. Christian on the night was 0-for-2. So Boyd's going to go to the sophomore, Caleb Gray. Left-handed batter. Caleb Gray. Now on the season, he's hitting only about 180, but he's been swinging the bat pretty aggressively and had a big double, as I said last night. Left-handed batter, runner at third. It's 5-2 game, two out. The pitch, good cut that time by Gray. Fouled it back, strike one. Gray only a sophomore. He was a winning pitcher in the game against Twin Cedars, who was ranked number 4 last week. Here's the pitch on the way. That's low, ball 1-1. Big, big runner at third. Two out. And that's Leshen. Van Dalen. Off to stretch. Here's the pitch. Just missed outside, ball 2. Good eye that time by Gray. It's so easy for a young player when you've got a game like this, you've got a runner on, to get a little too aggressive. And he takes this one, ball 3. Good eye, and it's 3-1. If he gets on, that would bring Schofield up to potential tying run. 3-1 now, two out, runner at third, 5-2 game. Gray's ready to go, steps back in. Here's the pitch from Van Dalen. And it's low, ball 4. So Gray draws the walk. And that puts runners at the corners, first and third for Albia. two out, 5-2, and Drew Schofield comes to the plate, the potential tying run for Albia, and Oskaloosa coach Brandon Schmidt is going out to talk to his pitcher. You might have noticed something, but I think right at this point he's probably just going to try to settle him down, remind him, you know, we've still got a lead, we're up three. The batter really is the only important thing we had to deal with here. Van Dalen has had good control tonight for them. In fact, that is only, I believe, his second walk, and he's had several strikeouts tonight. He's pitched a good game, only giving up two runs in six innings. Of course, he's responsible for the two runners on base right now. Drew Schofield's up there for Albia. He's grounded out to Tucker both times, hit the ball to shortstop. He's got an opportunity here. Big gap in right center field. If he can get one out there, he can run all day and would score both Albia runs. Van Dalen from the stretch, the pitch. High pop-up. That's on the infield. It's going to drift foul. The first baseman over can't make the play. Schofield hit that a mile high. Guile was drifting on that the whole time, never really got under it, and it drops. And Schofield stays alive. One strike. One strike now. Drew Schofield. Albia right fielder. Here's the pitch on the way. Outside for a ball. One and one. You could see Boyle set up the sophomore catcher from the Indians way on that outside corner that time. They wanted him to chase. They were ahead 0-1. Wanted to try to get him to go for something outside the strike zone. Now it's even at 1-1. Here's the pitch on the way from Van Dalen. There's a shot into that gap in right center and racing over and making a diving catch. Jacob Hands, we've talked all night about Hands' great speed in right field. I mentioned there was a big gap in right center. That's where Schofield took it. If that would have got down, we might have been talking an inside the park home run there. At least it would have scored two. And just a terrific play by Jacob Hands making a diving catch out there to retire the side. Schofield hit it where Albia needed to, but Jacob Hands making a diving catch for the Indians to retire the side. Albia did come up with one run in the inning on two hits. No errors and two big runners left on base. We head to the seventh. That might have been a game saver. We'll wait and see how it turns out, but a big, big play for the Indians there. We head to the seventh. It's now Oskaloosa leading Albia 5-2, and we'll be back up to this.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give them a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
We head to the top of the seventh here. We've had a good one tonight. Oskaloosa, the Indians leading Albia, the Blue Demons, by a score of 5-2. Great play just in at the bottom of the sixth. Albia had one run in, runners at the corners, first and third. Drew Schofield hit a ball out into the right center field gap. And Jacob Hance made a beautiful play to end the inning. We're in the seventh. Brent Leshins went all the way for Albia. He'll try to keep it where it's at. It's 5-2. Clay Tucker leads it off. He's played a great game for Oskaloosa tonight at shortstop. Came in as their leading hitter. Right-handed batter. The pitch by Leshins on the way. It's a strike, 1-1. Leshins has given up all five Oskaloosa runs. And, of course, their pitcher, Van Dalen's giving up both Albia runs. Ground ball pass to third baseman Christian Summers into left field for a leadoff hit for Tucker. He'd been 0-3 until that time. That's his first hit of the evening. And that brings up the cleanup hitter, center fielder Austin Redlich. Redlick has singled, been hit by a pitch, popped out to the shortstop. One for two. Oskaloosa cleanup hitter. And, of course, as we've seen earlier tonight, they're running Scrat. And as I say that, there he goes, a throw down by Grabert, wide and stolen base. No problem that time for Clay Tucker. Another stolen base. He's there with a one ball, no strike count now to Redlick. As Coach Brandon Schmidt trying to pick up another run here. Insurance run for the Indians. Left-handed batter, Redlick. I wouldn't be surprised if he's bunting here. He squares, puts it down. Fielded by Leshen to third base, and they've got him for the putout. Nice play by Brett Leshen. Indeed, Oskaloosa trying to advance that runner. The bum was a little too close to Leshen. He pounced on it. Made the quick throw to Summers, and they get the lead runner, Clay Tucker. 1-5 on the putout, one away. Fielder's choice for Redlick. And it almost looked like when Tucker was sliding in there, the brakes just went on because he never really reached the bag. He just kind of died there about a foot from the bag. It's like somebody put up a concrete barrier right there. And I'll tell you, when you're a runner and that happens, that is so frustrating. Not to mention embarrassing, as you said, Randy. Long shot down to the left field corner, foul by Berthuzen. There's Berthuzen, the batter, two out. He's 1-for-3 on the night. Singled in the third. Oski has a runner at first, one out. We're in the seventh. Albie trailing by three. They'll need to rally in the bottom of the seventh. They made some noise last inning, but only came up with one. We've seen some good defensive play by both clubs tonight at times. Pretty heady defense. Throw over by Leshen. Short lead that time by Redlick. He got back in easily. Darren Berthuzen. Now inching off a little more. Let's see if they run again. There he goes. There's the pitch. It's a strike. Throw down by Grabert. And let's see. He's under it. Gabe Stroh was not too bad. Sanders took it, but getting in under the tag. Redlick, stolen base. And Oskaloosa has been aggressive on the bases tonight. Their first run came on a squeeze attempt. The batter didn't make the contact, but nonetheless, the runner scored. And they've been running ever since. Here's the 0-2 pitch, foul back. Good cut that time by Berthuzen. Still 0-2, one out. Leshen now checks the runner. He's still got a big lead at second. Here's the pitch on the way, and there's strike three. Or strike two, rather. Strike two. Taking that was Berthuzen. Indian second baseman. He's played a nice game for them. Holds the bat down on the end. Here's the pitch, and there is strike three. We're out number two. Swinging and missing. Darren Berthuzen. Two away. And here is Jesse Van Dalen, pitcher of record. He could get the win tonight for the Indians. He's up there now, had a base hit in the second. He struck out, another hit in the fifth, and stole a base. Bill Saylor was in a golf league tonight. So I've been doing the scorebook. Fly ball, head out to right field, and there with the catch, Drew Schofield to retire the side. Nothing across for the Indians. They leave one. They did have one hit in the inning. It's do or die for the Blue Demons. We go to the bottom of the seventh. It's Oskaloosa 5 and Albia 2. We'll be back for the bottom of the seventh right after this from one of our great sponsors.
Teamwork makes a winning team, like the one you get with Walmart Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, and the Iowa Farm Bureau. We work together to make it easy for Farm Bureau members in Iowa to choose a health insurance plan from the Blues through local Farm Bureau agents. Work with a winning team. Call Farm Bureau agent Brad Witt in Albia at 641-932-7873. Products available through Farm Bureau Financial Services.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
We're here in the bottom of the seventh. It's time for the Albia Bats to come alive. If they don't, they're going to take a loss to the Indians tonight. They trail 5-2. As we go to the bottom of the seventh, I want to remind you that we've got softball action coming your way Thursday. Bill will be back, and we'll be bringing you the Davis County Albia girls game here from the Albia Sports Complex down at the softball field. We'll have that one for you. It's been a good ball game. We're going to get a relief pitcher here for Van Dalen. Van Dalen pitched six innings for Oskaloosa, struck out six, walked two, gave up two runs. He could get the win. He cannot get the loss, and we're getting a relief pitcher in for the Indians. And I look down to our score. Who do we have, Randy? Jacob Hance, who, if been in right field, goes to third for Oskaloosa. Nick Rutledge, who had been at third, now is catching for Oskaloosa. T.J. Boyle, who the sophomore catcher did a great job for the Indians tonight, is coming on in relief here. And Jesse Van Dalen for the Indians, who pitched six very fine innings for the Indians, now goes to right field. So Hans comes into the infield, Van Dalen goes to the outfield and right, and Boyle, who was behind the plate, is doing the pitching. Trying to get the save. Close this one out for the Indians. Boyle's first pitch is low for a ball. T.J. Boyle. He's 1-0 on the season. He's pitched 11 innings. Struck out 10 and only walked 5. That's not too bad. 2-1 ratio. Strikeouts to walks. That's good. He has an ERA of 7. He's pitched 11 innings again. He's 1-0 on the season. He'll try to close it out for the Indians, and right now he has a 2-1 count on the leadoff hitter for Albia. Number 4. And number 4, of course, is Austin O'Leary. O'Leary, bouncing ball to the shortstop. Long throw. Great snag. Another defensive gem. This one by Travis Guile. The long throw from short there by Tucker, and it was low, and Guile just one-hands it out of the dirt, makes the putout. That's a big, big play here for the Indians as O'Leary grounds out 6-3, one down. Vic Sanders, the batter. Boy, two defensive gems here for the Indians in the last two plays, one in the bottom of the sixth and that one there. Sanders, the batter. There's a big roundhouse curve. Not a lot of break, but enough to fool Vic Sanders as that ball just dropped in. For a strike. Slow curve. Boyle working here. The pitch. That one's foul back. Strike two. So Sanders quickly in the hole, 0-2. Grabbert on deck. Albia needs base runners badly. They're down by 3 here. They've had some chances, but they've only played at 2 runs. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Boyle. And that one he tried to throw the slow curve, and instead he sails it over the head of Sanders, clear to a backstop. He looks over to the Oskaloosa bench, and they're having a good time with that one. Here's the 1-2 pitch on the way from T.J. Boyle, right-handed pitcher. And Marshall Cowden, the umpire, says it's slow, it's 2-2. Vic Sanders on the night is 0-3. Left-handed batter, open stance, here's the pitch on the way. Swing and a miss, real slow curveball that time. Didn't break too much, but he just took something off of that, and Sanders way out in front. Two up, two down. It's all up to Gabe Grabert to get something going now for the Blue Demons. Gray's on deck. Here's the pitch on the way. It's a strike. Grabert taking that one. Nothing fancy about T.J. Boyle, the sophomore, but he's mixing it up, and the Albie hitters definitely off stride. They've been off stride much of the evening. Tries to bend that curve in there. It's high for a ball, 1-1. He's going to step off the mound. Gets back up, looks in. He's ready to work. He works two off the stretch. Here's the pitch from the belt, and that's in the dirt. Ball 2-1. He's on a relief of Jesse Van Dalen, trying to close it out and get the win for the Indians and Van Dalen. His battery mate of the night, the pitcher, because Boyle had been behind the plate. Here's the pitch. That's fouled straight back, and it's even 2-2. And Albia down to their last strike right now. Grabber will try to keep it going. Want to remind you, we'll have our post-game comments, star of the game, and tell you about what's coming up. Grabber will step out. It's Boyle taking a long time. 5-2, the Indians lead it. We're in the bottom of the seventh, two out. It's all up to Gabe Grabber to try to get something going here. 2-2. And Gabe's going to step out again. Well, I've got to imagine as I watch Boyle work here that we're not going to see a fastball. I think he's going to try to get Grabber to chase something here. Pitch on the way, and he did, but it's high for ball. Full count. He looks over to the Oskaloosa bench. They may be calling what he's throwing here. Sometimes they do. Here's the pitch. That's low in the dirt. Grabber draws a walk. So Alpia stays alive as Gabe hustles down to first base. That brings Ethan Gray to the plate. Ethan. Comes to the plate. 0-3 on the night. Ethan Gray, left-handed batter. Albia needs yet another runner. He'll have a chance. There's a strike on the outside corner. No balls, one strike. Loose is on deck. Albia's really been struggling the last few games to score runs. That's continued tonight. Here's the pitch. Ground ball by Gray to the third baseman. He bobbles it, comes up with a long throw in time, and that's out number three. And that's the old ball game. Oskaloosa, the Indians winning it 5-2, and they move to 9-2 on the year. Albia drops to 508-8. And we'll be back for totals and highlights right after these messages.
Our friendly service and convenient locations are just another reason to bank with People's State Bank. Hi, I'm Vicki with People's State Bank, and we are here to help you with all your banking needs. Stop in and see Jenny, Nikki, or myself at People's State Bank. People you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
People's State Bank's drive-up location is open until 6 p.m. It's convenient, and we're there to help you when you get off work and need to do your banking business. Hi, I'm Julie. Stop by the Motor Bank and talk to Jeannie, Carolyn, or myself. People's State Bank, people you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you with the pre-planning and financial areas of your funeral. Call me at 641-932-5197 and let me or my staff help you with your plans today. I'm Bob Sennett, Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Homes.
We make car buying fun. We make car buying fun.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
We're back here at the Albia Sports Complex, and tonight the Oskaloosa Indians move to 9-2 on the year as they defeat the Albia Blue Demons, who dropped 8-8 by a score 5-2. The winning pitcher in the ball game, Jesse Van Talen for Oskaloosa. He gave up only 2 runs, struck out 6, walked 2. Albia had only 5 hits on the evening, and Van Talen gets the win. For Oskaloosa, Van Talen, the winning pitcher. Brent Leshen pitched for Albia tonight. He takes the loss. He gave up 5 runs on 10 hits, struck out 5, hit 1 batter, and actually, for no more than he's pitched, you know, in the last few years particularly, we thought up here in the booth he really had a pretty good outing. He did give up 10 hits, but 5 Ks, as we said, and 5 runs. And really, if you look at the game, he really had 3 pretty solid innings. I mean, very solid innings. Oskaloosa jumped on top in the second, 1-0 on a squeeze play, and the squeeze didn't work. The batter did not get the bunt down, but they were able to still get the runner in home. They scored 2 then in the third. They added 2 more in the fourth, and that was it. So those 5 runs held up. Albia came up with a solo run in the sixth, had a chance for more, but the play of the game was Jacob Hand, the right fielder for Oskaloosa. He scored 2 runs for them tonight. He had great speed, and he showed it in the outfield, because in the sixth inning, Albia had a chance to come back and tie up the game. They made it 5-2. They had 2 runners on. Schofield, Drew, was the tying run at the plate. He had a gap shot into right center field, and Jacob Hans made a diving, one-handed catch to make the play and maybe, just maybe, keep the game from being tied up. Because if he hadn't made that play, it might have rolled to the fence and might have turned out to be an inside-the-park home run. That was the play of the game. Once again, the winning pitcher, Van Talen, and the losing pitcher, Brett Leshen. We're hoping to get a quick interview up here after the game. We're going to give the guys a chance to do that. I want to remind you, Bill Saylor will be back with me Thursday, and we're going to be doing a girls' game just to our right down at the Sports Complex softball field when the Davis County Lady Mustangs will come to town and take on the Albia Lady D's. We'll be on the air with that at about 7 o'clock with our Big Blue Live, and we'll have our behind-the-scenes feature. We'll have a player profile and a Where Are They Now feature. And I think you're really going to be excited to hear all we talk to on that one, especially as we talk to one of the great Albia softball players of the past. So we're looking forward to that on Thursday. Our next boys coverage will be Monday night here in Albia when Davis County, the Mustangs, come to town for a doubleheader with the Albia Blue Demon baseball team. And we'll have both those games for you. We'll be on the air with that at about 5:25. Albia's got to try to get the hitting game going again. They've only scored just in the last 2 nights, have only scored 4 runs, and they're having a little trouble getting runs in right now. And they'll try to get that corrected and bounce back later this week. We're going to send it back to the station. Hopefully we'll still be able to talk to Boyd Britton or Jim Cagle. We'll let you know that in a minute, but we'll be back in just a moment.
Titan Machinery is your Case IH Better Solutions dealer for CNH original parts during this busy spring season. To get the best out of your Case IH equipment, you need to put the best into it. From quality oils, lubricants, and filters to replacement parts for tractors, combines, tillage, and planting, you can always trust CNH original parts to deliver top quality. You can also trust your Titan Machinery parts professional to provide the right part promptly. Use your Titan Access account for money-saving deals on parts and service throughout the year. Talk to your Titan Machinery parts department today to be stocked up for the busy season ahead.
This is Mike Gray with Albia Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albia Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40 mile per gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albee Motor Company, right here in Albee, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
The Albia Blue Demons and Lady D's know that it takes hard work to reach their goals. This applies not only to sports, but to personal finances as well. Hi, this is Edward Jones Financial Advisor Brian Crosser. You work hard for your money, and you deserve to have your portfolio work just as hard as you do. If your investments aren't putting forth the effort, call 932-7762 or stop by my office at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square for a free portfolio review. I can help you work hard towards your financial goals. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Congratulations. You found the home that you want. Now you need to find a loan. Hi, I'm Rod Perry with People's State Bank. Whether you want to pre-qualify or secure a commitment, we can help. At People's State Bank, we offer 20 and 30-year mortgage loans at reasonable rates with low closing costs. So once you find a home, call me, Rod Perry, at 932-7887. People's State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. People you know, people you trust.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
And I'm Rich Grimes back at the Albia Sports Complex, working solo tonight. Albia losing us to Oskaloosa, the Indians 5-2. And pretty exciting ball game. We had a lot of great plays, good defensive effort from both clubs. But it was Oskaloosa jumping on top 5-0. They made it hold up. They went at 5-2. We'd hoped to get one of the Albie coaches up here for a post game, but things clearing out very quickly tonight, so we're not going to be able to do that. But I know Boyd Britton and Jim Cagle will try to regroup these Albie players, keep them up, and help them to bounce back. They're doing some things very, very well. They're just having a little trouble getting enough men on base right now, and of course they'll be working on that. Teams go through those kind of things where no matter what kind of hitters you have, you go through some funks. We talked to Austin Luce in our player profile early. He played a great game tonight. He said he personally is in a little bit of a slump. You can bet they'll work on it and break out of it. They'll be ready to go next time. But it's Oskaloosa winning it tonight, 5-2. Hope you've enjoyed the game. And I hope you join us Thursday night as we bring you girls' action between the Lady Mustangs of Davis County and the Albie Lady D's. We'll be on the air with that at about 7 o'clock. So, thanks for listening tonight, and until next time, thanks for your time this time. And until next time, so long. Final score, Oskaloosa 5, Albie 2. Thanks for listening. I'm Rich Grimes.
When you do your shopping locally, you get to know the merchant, and the merchant knows you. It's a relationship based on trust and friendship. When you shop locally, you're not only getting the best in personal service, you're also helping our local economy. When it comes to personal service, the choice is easy. Shop locally. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Stay with you. through the years, Kenny Rogers giving us all that fine music. Of course, now headed for induction to the Country Music Hall of Fame. Loretta Lynn, don't be messing with Duke. You ain't woman enough.
You've come.